Make you sweat till you bleed. Is that dope enough? Indeed. Welcome, kids, boys, and girls, to the Gordon Valley 7th grade dance. Woo! Yes, yes, yes.
Yeah.
Yes, it's Valentine's Day, boys and girls, so in a couple of hours, we're going to play Stairway to Heaven and Wonderful Tonight back to back, so get ready for that and start filling out your dance cards. I'm DJ Quickie, and welcome to Gordon Valley's High, where we're prepared to rock you like a hurricane.
Woo!
We'll slip off to some CNC Music Factory. Why don't you just mingle amongst yourselves? All right.
So, Tommy, you gonna ask a girl?
I just had all that oral surgery. I'm not sure.
You're drooling again, man.
Shut up. It's not my fault. It's not my fault they put all this stuff in my mouth, and now I can't talk very nice.
Well, like, Susie's got a pencil wedged in her ear. She might go for you.
Freak love. What about you, Jeremiah? You gonna ask one of the girls, too?
I was thinking I'd just hang out under the bleachers all night.
That's cool. Maybe I'll do that.
Not me, dudes. I got big plans.
Really, Michael? What are you going
to
do?
I'm asking Cindy Jefferson to dance for the Wonderful Tonight Stairway to Heaven doubleheader.
Oh.
Well, you think you can handle that much?
I know I can. And I'm not talking arm's length dancing. I'm talking hands around the waist dancing.
No room for the Holy Spirit.
None. I'm doing it, dudes.
Victim.
Cindy Jefferson is over there, and she's been toying with boys' hearts all night, but I think that she's got her dance card ready for just me for that doubleheader.
Wow.
Yeah? Listen, they're playing Richard Marx, Hold On to the Night.
Oh.
I really think you should ask Angela Appleby to dance.
Oh, she
really loves this, and she says you look just like Richard Marx. What with your poofy hair?
The flowing mane.
I spent 3 hours on it.
It looks good, man.
It looks really great with your capizios.
Hey, I think part of my bridge just flew out over by the punch. Can you get that for me, Micah?
Here you go.
Oh.
Your cavariches are looking fly, man. You got to stroll on over and ask Appleby to dance.
I should. Meanwhile, over by the fire door. Yeah, I got seventh period math with her. I banged her.
Yeah. You see, it's cool because I banged her 12 times after that.
Oh,
yeah,
wow.
You see, I took a book and I hit her. And I hit her again.
I never heard that one.
But is that,
totally knew I hit that.
That's cool. It's because I was in, we were wrestling practice the other day.
Yeah.
And I got a boner.
That's gross, dude.
Well, I mean, I was thinking about girls, though.
Yeah. Okay.
Yeah.
Yeah.
That happens all the time to me, dude.
I was thinking about banging, and I was like, yeah, you know. Meanwhile, over in the chaperone corner. God, these things are so lame.
What the hell?
Well, I just get...
You know, they act like we gym teachers don't do anything the rest of the day. Why are we here? Why are we the
bottle, man?
Yeah, here you go.
There
you go.
All I'm going to say is that Angela Appleby, though, man.
Well,
couple of puberty.
Oh, God, she's taking off like a rocket.
If I wasn't 54,
she wasn't 12.
Yeah. That's an express train I'd like to ride all the way to California.
These damn things are oranges and cookies.
Meanwhile, over in the girls' side of the gym,
that Mr. Schellenbacher, the gym teacher, is real hot. If he wasn't 54.
I don't know. I kind of like 54-year-old guys.
Oh, well. I'm kind of shy because, well, basically I've banged about all these guys during math class. I feel that they might not respect me as a student and as a seventh grader.
Back to the wallflower corner.
I don't know. I think I just bit my own chin.
You're bleeding all over.
I got excited.
Go find one of those vampire chicks. They like blood.
Dude, shut up. They scare me. When I was six, one of them made me close my eyes and put grass in my mouth. She said it was a gift.
Dudes, I don't know about you, but I'm Micah Ferguson, and one of the coolest guys in school, kind of. I mean, when I dream, that's what I am.
If you were quite cool with getting beat with a stick every day at school, you're the coolest guy around, Monica?
It's not a stick, it's a branch.
You know, it's like the one half a dozen of the other.
That's so cool. Your new kid's bow tie. That's
so cool.
I wish I had one of those.
Sure. It's got all of them on there. Even the Danny the monkey looking one. He's looking right at me.
All right, here we go with Madonna's Like a Virgin. This one applies to all y'all in the corner over there. Here's looking at you. Larry, shine the spotlight right on that corner over there.
No, all right. Picking on you.
The wrong corner.
No, we're virile. We're hunks of manhood.
Oh, jeez, look at the virgins. That sucks.
Meanwhile, over by the fire door. Yeah, like 8th period theology quest, you know? Yeah. Yeah, that's all I gotta say.
Totally,
I
was at home playing theology quest on my 64, man. And I got to the...
No.
What? Dude, come on, 64 is hip, man. Damn.
I had a porn magazine, and I looked at it.
Whoa.
For real, dudes. I'll bring it into class, and we'll look at it during the study
hall.
Awesome.
Can we paw ourselves?
I don't know if that's...
Check out old Mr. Shulman over there, man. He's giving me all these dirty looks because he's all jealous. Because, like I came to gym class one day, and the locker wasn't big enough to hold my jock. Yeah.
See, yeah. He likes me because, you know, he always uses me to demonstrate the new wrestling moves that we're going to learn, you know? And he always likes to take the top position. And so he thinks that it's cool, you know? So we get along fine, dudes.
Meanwhile, by the gym teachers... I have to admit that Ferguson is a... Jeff Ferguson is a fine piece of ass.
I don't know if I was of the homosexual persuasion, perhaps I'd be interested.
It's like a young foal, muscles rippling beneath the sheet of sweat on his skin.
Well, he is 22. He's been held back quite a few times.
Got a powerful torso.
Powerful
legs
torso.
Like a piston.
Is that one kid over there bleeding? Should we do something about that?
Nah, just pass me the bottle.
It's not in the... Okay, here you go.
My brother's such a jerk. He thinks he's so cool because he's Jeff Ferguson, master wrestler man.
Yo, he's 22 and he's still in 7th grade, dude.
Yeah, I know, for real. What a geek burger dork.
He must be really good at it by now, though.
Well,
probably. Like being in 7th grade.
He gets all the girls.
You know what, dude? I didn't want to tell you this way, but I heard that Jenny talked to Ralph, who was talking to Mikey, and Peter, who used to hang out with Sue, who used to know that guy Al that hung out with your brother, and yet Al one time saw your brother kissing the gym teacher, Mr. Shulman, on the mouth.
It's probably a new sneak attack wrestling move.
No.
He saves those for my brother Jeff because Jeff's the best on the team.
That's what he was saying. He was saying, oh, Jeff, you're the best.
Mikey, for example, eats his own boogers in class. In social studies, I've seen him. So I don't know where you get your sources, but Mikey's a booger eater.
Yeah, but that's like a sign of trust. You know, you can trust the guy. He eats boogers.
Look at yourself, man.
What?
You're bleeding and drooling.
It's not my fault. It was not your moral surgery this week.
If eating boogers is a sign of trust and bleeding and drooling is a sign of, like, what?
Trust. You know you can trust me. Look at me. I'm not lying to you. I'm bleeding all over the place.
I guess you got nothing to lose.
Exactly. Why would I lie? How about you?
Meanwhile, over by the fire door. So how about, like, we pull the fire alarm and then, like, maybe some of those the chicks will hang around
we'll bang them
under the bleachers. Yeah, yeah.
We do them all.
Yeah, dude.
Yeah. Yeah. Hey.
All right. Coming up one time now, we've got Tom Cochran's Life is a Highway.
Life is a highway.
This one goes out all the gym teachers.
All night long.
Yeah, I like the song. You're going my way.
This dance is kind of lame.
Yeah.
Nobody's asking us to dance.
Hey, I got an idea.
What?
You want to live out every middle-aged man's fantasy and go have a nasty three-way in the girls' locker room?
Mm.
No, not really.
No.
Okay.
Hmm. But I suppose that would get us an A in gym, though.
I don't know. Whatever. I just feel like a pawn of the man.
Dude, can I borrow a scrunchie?
Sure.
Thanks.
Don't you ever worry about anything other than scrunchies, though, Abigail? Yeah,
my bangs. Sometimes they're not high enough. And I get worried because I think the other girls look at me and say, her bangs really aren't high enough. She's really not that popular after all. And then the whole charade will be up.
You know what? Being a booger eater, I feel compelled to be honest. We kind of do. We kind of do think that.
Don't you girls ever worry about the bigger things, like the fact that engaging in premarital sex at the age of 12 is not only morally wrong, but a health hazard?
Well, you gotta take care of first things first.
You think you're so hot because you're an AP, Cindy Jefferson?
What? No, guys, I'm just tired of sleeping with my teachers.
Shh. All right, here it comes, guys. It's the doubleheader. DJ Quickie's gonna play real soon, and I gotta ask Cindy Jefferson, or else it's all over, man. Uh-huh. My whole seventh grade existence is all like washed down toilets.
All right, you just gotta do it. All right, look, I'm gonna give you something here.
Your incisor.
Ew. Here, it's my lucky tooth.
You just pulled your incisor out of your gum.
It's my lucky tooth.
Wait, how can? Well, how lucky has it ever been for you? You have it in like all the time. And you're bleeding and drooling.
It's my lucky tooth, dude. Shut up. It's a thing, you know. I'm giving my homie, my brohab here, a handout, and I'm trying to shout it out. Yo, mama.
All right, I'll put it in the front pocket of my shiny shirt.
It's a shiny shirt.
Thanks.
Okay, guys. The doubleheader's coming up. I think it's just about time to make a move. Meanwhile, the science geeks get their revenge.
Did you make the concoction?
Yeah, it's right here. It's got a huge amount of boogers in it.
Pour it into the bowl. Pour it into the bowl.
There's a lot of it.
Meanwhile, over in the chaperone's corner. What are they? I don't care.
What the hell is that?
These oranges are so bad.
Yeah, whatever. Meanwhile, over by the science geeks.
Yes! This will cement our revenge! Yes!
Meanwhile, over by the chaperones. See that one jumping up and down over the wall? What's he got to be happy about? He's a geek.
He's got a C in field hockey. That's what I'm telling you.
Meanwhile, over at the goth corner. Meanwhile, over at the geeks.
Okay, it's all in.
Okay.
I got a spatula. Spur it around a little bit.
Let's run, because this place is going to freak out.
Yeah.
Meanwhile, by the wallflowers.
One headlight.
I got an idea for a song, guys.
Sweet.
Someday we'll grow up and we'll be in a band.
No, but you've got to go ask Gingy. Take my tooth and fly like a bird.
Well, I feel wonderful tonight. This is my stairway to heaven. Here I come, Cindy Jefferson.
Meanwhile, over by the girls.
Cindy, take my lucky booger.
Okay. I'll take your lucky booger. I'm really not too sure about this, but, oh, God, it's viscous.
It's a magic booger. Yeah. It makes you tell the truth.
Great. It's like Wonder Woman. Boy, your teeth look horrible.
Oh, well, you know. Oh, gosh, here he comes. Here comes Micah. Micah Ferguson.
Scatter.
The completely uncool Ferguson.
I know. I'm going to try to get out of here.
Cindy.
Oh, damn it.
Cindy. Yeah, hey, ladies. How you doing?
Hey.
Hey.
Cindy.
Yeah, what?
You know,
Get her, dude! Get her! Tag it and bag it!
God. Sorry about
that. Did he just
them.
Say tag it and bag it?
No, he was totally... He said, life is a highway. You know that song?
I like that song.
Yeah, me too. Tom Cochran's going places.
Yeah.
Anyway, he's, you know, DJ Quickie is playing the doubleheader, you know, and so that's like at least 13 minutes of slow dancing right there, you know? It's like the doubleheader because he blends them into each other, you know? And I was wondering, Cindy Ferguson,
I mean Jefferson.
I'm sorry, I'm so nervous.
Did you just put my first name with your last name?
I'm sorry. I'm sorry.
That was creepy, yet undeniably sort of quirkily romantic.
You think so? I know I'm not the most glamorous Ferguson, and I know that I'm, you know, only 13, but which is still kind of old.
You know, I'm only 12. I've yet to hit the rocket train that is puberty, but this truth-inducing booger is making me honestly evaluate you and think you might actually be kind of hot when you get older.
Thanks, see? My mom says I'm going to grow into my chin.
Well, hopefully you'll be 8.5 feet tall by then.
Well, if maybe you can rest your head on it while we dance for the doubleheader.
What the heck?
Meanwhile, backstage. So, DJ, you wanted me to get you a drink, so I got you some punch. Wet your lips before you play the doubleheader.
Oh, thanks, God. Oh, tell you, these kids are loving me. Loving me, DJ Quickie. It's the fattest gig he's ever played. But if I do say so myself, don't you think?
Yeah.
I tell you, I hate this job.
Well, it sounds like it's time for you to get out there.
Yeah, I guess so. Like a soldier facing the barrage of Charlies in the hail of bullets, and I'm gonna hit the DJ booth and spin out the doubleheader and then call it a night. Sound good?
Okay, go for it.
Where'd all the punch go? Did somebody take our punch? Our punch? Are we all here for revenge, laden punch?
Well, yeah, they're probably drinking it.
Oh, that's right. I got a little freaked out. I'm sorry.
Okay.
All right, cool.
Let me stuff you back into the locker.
Ow.
Meanwhile, back by the wallflowers.
It looks like Micah did pretty well for himself.
Yeah. They're dancing, and the DJ is going to put on the song. You know, at least one of us wallflowers stepped off the wall and... It went into full bloom to carry the wallflower metaphor all the way through, and one of us, you know?
Why is it always for narrative conventions that it's only one of us and the other two of us just have to stay here and be morons for the rest of our lives?
I don't know, ma'am.
I had all this reconstructive oral surgery.
There's always eighth grade dance.
Shh. Meanwhile, in the goth corner... punch. It's kind of cool, man. I think I'll drink some more.
You know, I want to tell you, I really dig your eyeshadow.
Thanks. I like your
cool.
Like your fishnet armbands.
Thanks. They used to be tights.
But, yeah, that's sweet, man.
Got them.
That's a pretty awesome Niners Dallas t-shirt, man.
Did I tell you that I now have a 5 blood points and auspice?
For real?
Yeah.
Damn. I'm so pissed my mom's making me take soccer, or else I wouldn't have missed the meeting. So
that's
stupid.
Pretty cool.
You still don't understand.
Oh, that's alright, man.
I have some of this punch.
Let me try some. Wow.
Meanwhile, the gym teachers. Oh, guys, about wrapping up. Just going to do the doubleheader and call us tonight. Go home. You know what I'm saying, boys? Have a beer.
God. You know, they've been playing this doubleheader to close out dances since I was a teenager back in, well, '04.
Seriously.
Yeah. That's a whole new round of aughts.
I guess. I got to come back to school tomorrow and teach these no talent, scrawny, scrawny little high school brats.
I think I'll put them into the weightlifting unit.
That's good,
revenge.
Dude.
Yeah.
Yeah, I used to get a kick out of doing that. I'd make them every other unit was weightlifting. Should have seen those little bastards' eyes.
That's awesome. I like
fear.
I like when they have to do the pull-ups and stuff like that.
Oh, yeah, yeah.
I need to see their the tight units. Young buttocks clench as they...
Oh, the flexed arm hang for the girls, yeah. Because they always get off easy. Girls.
Yeah, well.
Show over by the fire door.
Yeah. Dude, the double header, so how lame, you know?
Yeah.
I remember this in sixth grade. Nobody's...
Guys?
Really?
Yeah?
I just realized something.
What?
Have we ever been anywhere but this dance, dudes?
I don't know.
I think we've always been here. You know, and we're always gonna.
You sounded like a wuss.
No, dude, think about it. Can you remember anything but the dance?
No,
it's
man.
Like it's a big metaphor for our lives, man. Like, we're those guys by the fire door.
I don't know. I think
he's right. I mean, I can't...
I'm not really sure what a metaphor is.
I don't really remember getting ready this morning or anything.
I banged Mary Ford.
I mean, I know that I banged a lot of
chicks. But do you remember it? Or do you just know it?
Just know it, man.
I mean, can you really draw that kind of line between knowing and remembrance? I mean...
Can you remember the circumstances surrounding your banging?
Well...
Or do you just know that you did it?
I can remember the feeling of emptiness afterwards and the raw animal instincts that coursed through my form, but... I'm just not really comfortable with you making that kind of metaphysical distinction between knowing and remembrance.
He's an AP.
Moron. Wait a minute. Wait, you're arguing form. Oh, this is making my head hurt. Meanwhile, over by the gym teachers, oh, this punch is making my head hurt. Oh. What is in this?
Meanwhile, at the dance floor, Cindy, it's just the... I don't want to be too forward, but this is the coolest moment of my whole life.
Yeah, you know, it would probably be the coolest moment of mine, too, if you could just back up a little bit.
Yeah.
Not that you're not, you know, attractive and everything, it's just...
Am I clenching you too tightly?
Yeah, my spine is...
Is my chin jabbing into your shoulder blade?
That too, yes.
I'm sorry,
and you're
Cindy.
In front of me.
I'm just nervous.
That's okay. It's all right to be nervous.
I'm just nervous because I like you, Cindy.
Yeah, unfortunately.
And I don't care if you've had sex with a gym teacher or even my older brother.
Yeah.
It doesn't matter to me.
Actually, I just said that so that your brother and the gym teacher could keep having sex safely.
It's a wrestling move. Look, that's not important. What's important is that we found each other and that we're going to close out this doubleheader of seventh grade in true style. And I'm not going to be one of the wallflowers like my buddies, Micah. I mean, I'm Micah. I'm sorry. I'm so nervous.
But maybe we're all wallflowers. Huh, Micah? Maybe every one of us in our own little way is a wallflower. Just waiting to bloom.
Maybe. Just waiting to bloom.
You know what?
What?
I always wanted to say that to somebody and not say anything. You know what?
What?
You fell for it again.
You're a saucy bitch, Cindy.
Yes.
Saucy.
Yes, I am.
Meanwhile, over in the goth corner.
God, I wish we still had consumption. Then I would feel fulfilled. As it is, I can only get so pasty.
Yeah, I'm trying to get my skin to be translucent, you know? But my mom, like, makes me go outside and the sun's outside and everything. Right, I tell you, I like your Doc Martens, man.
Word.
They're cool with your skirt. Seventh grade sucks. Alright, and that closes out another seventh grade Valentine's Day dance! Give it up for DJ Quickie, that's me! Alright, so remember, kids, when you go home to drive safe and have a lovely Valentine's Day, Oh, wait, you're not driving. Who am I joking? You won't be driving for another couple of years. I'm sorry. Anyway, make sure you get in by curfew and that you have a great Valentine's Day with your significant other, whoever that may be, huh? All right, so enjoy the rest of the dance and good night. And I'm DJ Quickie, and I'll see you next year with a big 25-foot-tall video screen. Good night.
Mom, is that your mom out there? Is it your mom that's supposed to be giving us a ride home?
Yeah, it's my mom. I know all the suburban moms sound look so much alike.
Hey guys, wait up.
How'd it go?
Oh,
did you smooch her?
I felt the top of her butt.
Dude, it's so sweet.
The top, you know, right?
That's so sweet.
Right before it slopes into the cheek.
That's great.
And she didn't swap my hand away?
Tommy, get in here. Mommy's got a lot of errands to do. Tommy, am I driving your little run friends home tonight?
Please?
Yes, yeah.
Sorry. My mom couldn't make it, Mrs. Tommy.
All right, get in the car.
All right. Thanks for all the oral surgery, Mom.
Well, you know.
It really helped. The kids didn't hit me today. I think they just felt bad because I was already bleeding.
And I don't think the kids are really going to hit me with a branch tomorrow because so many people saw me with Cindy Jefferson.
Unless, of course, they get angry with you because you're breaking into their little tiny conclave of people.
Cindy Jefferson, that's a good point.
That could get you killed in some countries.
Damn, I got a worksheet due tomorrow.
Hey, Mom, can we start at Blockbuster and get a Pokemon video?
Well, there seems to be nothing else in this world, so... Yeah, I guess.
That's good.
I got $10 worth of late fees on Buns of Steel, though. Damn it.